do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Clap along if you feel.
Welcome to Bugs and Hugs every Friday from 10 to 11 o'clock. We open up the phone lines for you, 1-877-332-8255. That's the phone number, also the text number if you want to shoot us a text. So we just spent the last hour listening to a live news conference, Prime Minister Mark Carney announcing some changes focused on various different sectors that are affected by tariffs. Although it took a while to get there, we did get to some of the changes. And then we've started hearing from people on the text line and the phone line to the reaction of that. So we can include this as part of our Bugs and Hugs discussion. No problem at all. Many people, if I'm going to summarize a bug, many people are saying a missed opportunity to start the conversation on the canola topic by saying we're dropping the EV tariffs. Dropping the tariffs on electric vehicles likely would set the tone. Don't forget, Premier Scott Moe headed to China tomorrow with a group from our province, some from the federal government, to see what inroads can be made with these canola tariffs. Well, boy, the Prime Minister could have really tipped the scale on that one by announcing today that they were ditching those. But we have heard as of this morning that China, the Ministry of Commerce, announcing that the anti-dumping probe that they're doing is actually going to run now until March 9th. They're saying there's complexity in this. They want to make sure they get it right. But many are saying, okay, this extension buys a little more time for both sides to try and seek a negotiated settlement. Let's not let this get worse. Let's see if we can get this better before it gets worse. So we're all, I know, sending positive thoughts with Premier Moe and the group that are heading to China to try and deal with this. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of people. I mean, boy, there are so many people. Mike in Regina. Carney said cheaper electric cars. Well, maybe it sounds like the tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles might be changing, which would change the tariffs on canola. If they change, yes, it would. That announcement did not happen this morning. A bug from Garth in Yorkton. The federal government is the problem. The only way to keep people needing the government. They've created this problem, and then they think they should be rewarded for fixing it. I saw a text, someone saying that. Let's not jump up and clap, the text said. Let's not jump up and clap too loudly for this federal government who are removing the EV mandate that the previous Liberal federal government put in place. Let's think about what we're doing, the texter is pointing out. No name on the text, but thank you for that. 1-877-332-8255. No parameters. We don't have to stick to one topic, so it's not just the announcement by Prime Minister Mark Carney. We can talk about whatever you like. Bugs and Hugs is here for you, and we're going to start in Wawota. Dennis is on the line. Happy Friday, Dennis. How are you today?
Great, how are you?
Not too bad. You got a hug for me, is that right?
Yes, I got a hug for Doug Ford and just how he tries to support his own workers and stuff like that. And most recently when he was pouring the Crown Royal on the ground like that. But it only begs to wonder, Rob Ford would be rolling in his grave if you've seen him wasting all that whiskey like that.
Yeah, you know, fair enough. Point out the obvious, Dennis. No doubt about that. But thank you for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Doug Ford is, I mean, he's got a theatric way about him when it comes to his news conferences, doesn't he? I mean, he loves to go over the top, the pouring out of the Crown Royal. Even back to swallowing the bumblebee, it seems like every time he's in front of a microphone, there's something that's happening that's getting attention. What would you like to talk about? Bugs and Hugs is open for you. 1-877-332-8255. A number of texts coming in. Actually, I got a few hugs coming in, which is good to see. I like that. I got one here from Dave saying, I just like to send a hug out to the Hub City Radio Control Club of Saskatoon, holding an event at Richard Field, which is just east of Saskatoon, this weekend. It's the 2025 Model Air Show. I didn't even realize this happened. So this is happening on September 6th and 7th. So that's this Saturday, Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday. It fires up at 10 in the morning. Air show time goes from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. So they've got static displays, an air show featuring model jets, helicopters and airplanes. Gate admission, $10 for adults, children 14 and under, $5. So you can go on to the Facebook page to check out more, but it's the Hub City Radio Controlled Club's 2025 Model Air Show. So thanks for that text, Dave, and good luck with the show. Weather-wise, should be good for this weekend. 1-877-332-8255. What's on your mind? What's bugging you? What would you like to talk about? If you want to get it off your chest, it's been bugging you for a while, I'm happy to go there. If you want to send out a hug, we can do that as well. The phone lines are open. So lots of different people calling in. Let's start with, we're going to go to Saskatoon. Henri, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Henry.
Oh, hey, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in. What's got you going here this morning?
So I actually just had an article out in the Western Standard about Premier Mo's trip to China.
Yeah.
And that is a very complex issue, because the delicacy of this issue is not we're just dealing with China, but also the United States has it's coming at a time when the United States is picking a fight with us. And on the other hand, it seems like that China wants to drive a wedge between our West and East politics. So that is very, very delicate for Premier Mo in this sense. But the other point I want to make is whether we want to look very, very desperate to China or not. I have been asked to testify before Parliament on Canada-China issues, and I want to say that I know how China operates better than quite a lot of people. And if Premier Mo goes on Saturday, he will probably be received by a junior minister of some kind without any much authority. But what we are doing now is we are looking very desperate to China, and that is not the way to negotiate with an authoritarian regime. We're negotiating with, if I may say so, criminals and thugs, and we don't want to show our Trump card too early in a sense in that way. And what I think is very important is we need to make sure that we are diversifying our canola industry. We need to make sure that we're adding value, that we're crushing our canola into oil and meals. So China cannot, at every single turn, when it has a disagreement with Canada, to use canola as a political weapon.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind me asking what your background is? You said you've had some experience testifying to Senate parliamentary. What is your background?
So I did a lot of lobbying type work, okay, with regard to human rights in China, human rights in Hong Kong, and I'm also on the Anti-Foreign Interference Coalition. And I am scared that we're oversimplifying the issue, because we're picking fights with the United States, therefore we must go to China to look at other trade. We have to remember that China is still an authoritarian regime, and if you just saw on social media and the news, President Xi just had a photo op with the North Korean leader and the Russian leader. We want to negotiate with a country that is obviously against democracy, against human rights, for about $5 billion worth of export? Now, that is very important, because we should be looking at diversifying our economy so we are not over-reliant on China.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, just this morning, Prime Minister Carney talked about the need for diversification away from the countries that are essentially changing the trade balance between Canada and whether it's China or the United States. So attempts are being made there for sure. But we also know, and we've heard heard from, whether it's federal or provincial governments, that China is an important trading partner for us. They are a big part of the exports, especially in canola. And so for Premier Mo, I have to say I'm very supportive on this issue of the province sending a contingent over there to whether it's enhance or build relationships. It is hope that every little thing helps. Obviously, there's lots the federal government could do that would nudge this along a lot quicker. Removing the 100% EV tariff on Chinese vehicles would be a great start. But appreciate the call. Thank you for the perspective, and thanks for joining the show. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. Let's go to Carol in Regina. A hug, Carol. Who's it going out to? Have I got you still, Carol, or did I lose you?
Speak. Hello.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good.
Sorry, I'm in the car. I'm in the car driving.
No problem. Well, I appreciate you calling in. What's your hug today?
My hug.
Oh dear. We're sorry, Carol. We're losing you. You must be just at a point where the bad connection. So we'll see if we can get that shored up, and probably time to take a break. We'll come back. Lots of people on the text line today. Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. What's on your mind this Friday morning? What's bugging you? What's the hug you want to send out? More of your thoughts when we come back on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
Super duper. That's nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neat, okay.
Oh, this is you power son of bitches.
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
But we continue to kind of peel back the layers of the announcement by the federal government this morning. Assistance to canola producers through the advanced payments program, the support for the biofuel sector, and enhancing the agri-marketing program. We have secured a conversation with Dean Richards from Sask Oilseeds coming up just after the 10:30 news. So really, I think the question is, okay, does this get us there? Is this a good start? Does it get us over the finish line? Does it actually help the individual farmers? The farmers who are in their field right now, in their combine, harvesting, many of them will be harvesting canola as we speak. Do these federal government announcements make a difference to them? We'll have that conversation with Dean Richards. Sask Oilseeds coming up this morning just after 10:30. So we'll bring that into the show. 1-877-332-8255. What bugs me is, says Barry, intruders who come to my house, I beat them up, I get charged for assault. And then he goes on to say, but police officers can shoot them when they pull a knife and nothing happens. I mean, this has been a topic of conversation, and I mentioned that there was lots of pushback recently over the wording that came out from a chief of police in Ontario, York Regional Police Chief Jim McSween, who I know Jim. I've had the opportunity to work with Jim through the years. He is he's a good fella, but I am listening to his news conference that he did this week, and it does not hit the mark. It is not reading the room. So don't forget, this week they had a situation where there was a distress call in Vaughan, Ontario, and a fella in his 40s, he's a parent, 46 years old, ended up getting murdered by intruders. He was trying to protect his family, and in doing so, he ends up getting killed. York Police Chief Jim McSween had this to say.
In the unlikely event that you find yourself the victim of a home invasion, we are urging citizens not to take matters into their own hands. While we don't want homeowners to feel powerless, we urge you to call 911 and do everything you can to keep yourself and loved ones safe until police arrive, and be the best witness possible. This could mean locking yourself in a room away from the perpetrators, hiding, fleeing the home, but don't engage unless absolutely necessary.
Oh, I was cringing when I heard Jim saying that. At the end of the day, I think what you need to say in that situation is you need to reiterate what people's rights are. You have the right to use as much force as is necessary to protect yourself, to protect your family, to protect your property. You do. Recognizing not everyone's going to feel comfortable confronting an intruder, but saying you should lock yourself in a room right after a person was murdered during a home invasion. And I'll tell you this. This conversation has been spilling out to other online. We've had some text conversations, co-workers, and I've heard people say, well, you know, perhaps, you know, a lady might not feel comfortable. I'll tell you what, you show me a mom who feels her children are in jeopardy, and I'll show you a mom who is going to do everything she possibly can to protect her kids. So, I mean, while I get you're not going to encourage people to get into a fight, I hated the messaging on that. I just don't think the messaging hit the mark. That's a read the room moment. People are angry. People are frustrated. And there needed to be better messaging around. Here are your rights. You have the right to protect your property. You know, walk through what that looks like. Obviously, a call to the police is needed, but lots of people are criticizing. It sounded like it was about a 13-minute response for police to arrive in the case where the 46-year-old dad was killed. So, boy, tough case, and definitely one that's coming through on the text line today on Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. Andrea in Saskatoon, you have a bug. What is it?
Yes, good morning. I just have a great big bug here regarding homelessness, the crisis that is being experienced everywhere by the unhoused. The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations, the FSIN, just posted saying that the homelessness, unhoused, not unseen, a call to action forum, which is scheduled for October 2nd and 3rd at the TCU place, has been changed until March 23rd and 24th of 2026. Like, why change the date? By that time, many lives will have been lost. Come on, get your act together, FSIN. This is a most major crisis. What could be more major? This should be the number one top priority. They need to keep the date, as much as the unhoused need to be housed. The contact number is provided there. People should be bombarding this person with phone calls, emails to keep the date, especially with the winter coming.
Yeah, I appreciate
the call. How many more lives are going to be lost?
Andrea, thanks so much for the call. We'll maybe reach out to FSA and find out the details of why they've had to postpone that. Doesn't mean work can't be done. I know cities are doing work in the province, as is the provincial government. But fair point, and we will reach out and see what we can find out there. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Bug me! For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you on this Friday morning where we are, we're kind of bouncing around doing a few different things. We had live coverage of Prime Minister Mark Carney's news conference this morning where he announced a variety of different things, all targeted to try and enhance Canada's economy, of course, speaking about some sector enhancements and focused work that they're doing, including on and for agriculture, some predominantly canola-focused announcements that were made this morning. And so right away, we wanted to bring someone on who's got a bit of a local connection for us in terms of what this means. We have had Dean Roberts on our program before. Dean is the chair of SASC Canola, and I just connected with Dean off-air to find out that when this announcement was made, he was actually in the field laying under the combine. Am I right, Dean?
That's right. We were greasing up, getting ready to harvest for the day.
Well, so I appreciate you wiping the hands off and joining me here for a couple of minutes. So as chair of SASC Canola, and SASC Oil Seeds, and as a farmer, can you just give me your reaction to what we heard from the Prime Minister this morning?
Well, I'm kind of a mixed reaction here today, Evan. I'm very grateful that the Prime Minister has acknowledged the issue at hand, the way farmers are being treated, the issue we have. But I'm also cognizant that, you know, the enhancements made are going to help farmers, but they're still not a fix. This isn't a finish line. We need the trade issue resolved. So, like, the announcement around the APP changes, that's going to give farmers a lifeline. We get some cash for a period of time to see us through. But we still need a political solution to this. So it feels better than it did a week ago. A week ago, we had nothing. Now we have something. And given the last year farmers have had, I'm kind of taking any good news as a good sign. The last 12 months have been pretty rough. So at this point, it feels promising. Parliamentary Secretary Blois joining Premier Mo to their trip to China. Again, that feels positive. In contrast to the negativity that has kind of swirled for the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Dean Roberts is my guest, chair of Sask Oil Seeds, also a Saskatchewan farmer. Lots of people are texting in saying, you know, you hear these announcements, the advanced payments program, support for the biofuel sector, enhancing the agri-marketing program. So I'm hearing what you're saying, Dean. Yeah, this is good that finally the federal government is acknowledging the canola sector, the ag market, and the importance that it plays in Canada's economy. But is there strong, tangible ties for Saskatchewan farmers to be able to grab onto here to say this is actually going to have a real positive impact for them?
Well, and that's where I'm torn, Evan. It's not negative news. It's certainly supportive. It's certainly better than anything we've had in the last year. But it certainly doesn't take us back to where we were or where we should be. So, you know, as a farmer, I feel very grateful to be acknowledged, but we still need that political solution. That is still the end game, is a political solution. So I don't think we can, you know, take our emphasis or pressure off the federal government that they still need to move on this file. They've helped, but they still have to, you know, finish the job.
Mm-hmm. Many people are suggesting online that hearing the Prime Minister today announce the removal of the EV tariffs on Chinese vehicles might have been a better ploy to just get rid of these tariffs altogether. Is that something, have you and your organization through Sask Oil Seeds been advocating for any direct action that you would like to see the feds take?
We haven't really taken a position on the EV tariffs. This is all political in nature, and it will be negotiations back and forth. And, you know, do the EV tariffs make sense? Do they need to exist in some way? As a farmer in West Central Saskatchewan, I have no idea. But I do know that my canola doesn't need a tariff because I'm certainly not dumping my canola. I'm a price taker in the world. I have no cost pass on mechanism. So I don't really know what they should do with the EV side, but I do know what they need to do with canola, and that's go to China and get a resolution.
Mm-hmm. Dean, I've appreciated you, Joe. I'm not going to hold you up anymore. Harvest is waiting. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Evan.
Dean Roberts, who is the chair of Sask Oil Seeds, with their reaction, which, you know, I think we probably can anticipate that that is going to be the reaction by many. If we were to have Premier Mo sitting in front of us right now, he'd say, look, it's a start. It's an acknowledgement that the canola industry is important for Canada. It's an acknowledgement that things need to be done. So, you know, supporting the biofuel sector, enhancing the agri-marketing program, which really is about trying to put resources to promote Canadian canola products, help them be more competitive with new markets. Those are good things. But I saw Doug in Arcola, who regularly texts into the show, sent a text in and basically said, so what does this mean for me? I'm a farmer. I'm sitting in my combine right now. And what does it mean for me? Am I going to see a difference on my bank account? I mean, these are all kind of longer term political things. Many people are pointing out loans are loans. So if it's a loan or something that they have to pay some premiums into to get the benefit, there's arguments that maybe that's not perfect. I think it's easy to say that the best solution would be let's get rid of these tariffs altogether, to summarize what so many people on the text line are saying. Again, thank you to Dean Roberts, Sask Oil Seeds, for making the time for us at a busy time of the year. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to the phone line. Bugs and Hugs continues. Let's take the call from Jace in Regina. Jace, how are you this Friday?
I'm good, Evan. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I want to talk about that whole thing that the police officer said in North York there. The
the biggest bug that I have with that is that he would have been better off saying nothing.
Right, I agree. I totally agree with you. Like, not good. Not good.
Like, if, because not that long ago, like, I'm fairly young here, so, you know, keep that in mind.
Rub it in, Jace. Rub it in.
But, you know, people were talking about, you know, Castle Law, but it wasn't really top of mind for most people. But the problem is, the reason people are talking about Castle Law and wanting to be able to protect themselves is because these criminals are getting out. Like, if we would put people away for the crimes that they do, people would feel safe again. But people aren't feeling safe, and that's why they feel like they have a need to defend themselves.
Yeah, it's a hot topic on the text line. Lots of people texting in saying this is tone deaf. I actually had a text, someone asking me, if a police officer shoots someone who is a danger to themselves or others, the public, are they charged? And the answer is no. And so, you know, it's this whole, and the person, by the way, was not saying that they should be. He was supportive of police, but saying we need everyday citizens to have the same protection if they're protecting themselves and their family. And that's, I think, where this message from the York police chief is tone deaf right after we have a father murdered. Wouldn't you say, Jace?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's even, you know, I talked to you on the text line saying that it's the exact same thing that the Toronto officer said, I think last year, the year before,
right,
about just leave your keys at the front door so that you don't get hurt. Yeah. But, you know, that's sending a message to the criminals saying, well, we're not enforcing this. And, you know, people will comply with you now because we're telling them to comply with you if you break into their home.
Yeah.
That's not sending a good message to me.
It's putting a white flag up in front of your house, right? Waving the surrender flag before the break-in even happens. Agree with you, Jace. I appreciate you calling in. 1-877-332-8255. It's Bugs and Hugs. Big hug going out from Megan to the Wheels for Wellness Indian Head program. It's a new community shuttle service based out of Indian Head, designed to provide safe, reliable, affordable transportation for Indian Head residents and some of the surrounding communities who need to travel for medical and wellness appointments. So this just kicked off actually this week, September 1st. It officially came into operation, operated, by the way, entirely by volunteers, which of course is so typical of small towns pulling together. Wheels for Wellness. Good for you out in Indian Head. Congrats and continued success there. Let's take another break. We'll come back. We're going to finish up. Bugs and Hugs goes right till 11 o'clock. Lots of time for your calls and texts here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
The world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka. Clap along
if you feel. Text lines are open at 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. I want to go to Ron in Saskatoon. Ron, thanks for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
I have a bug to Prairie Land. They went to City Council to tear up the racetrack and that sort of thing. Fine and dandy. But they're saying that the racetrack shut down because of COVID. It wasn't because of COVID. It was Prairie Land that shut the horse race thing down in order for them to bid for a soccer team.
When the soccer team races didn't come to fruition at the end of the day, yeah, either. But was horse racing successful up until that point, or were they having trouble getting people out? Do you know?
Well, that's not the issue that I have with it. I mean, my issue with it is that they're saying that horse racing shut down because of COVID.
Okay.
And it was actually Prairie Land that shut down the horse racing so they could do the bid for the soccer. Yeah, the soccer didn't work and that sort of thing. Now they don't even have a plan, but they're making it look as if Prairie Land has nothing to do with it, and it just, the horse racing business just died. Well, right. They killed it.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Ron, because I don't know the answer to it. I mean, we know that they are going to basically decommission the buildings, Marquis Downs, the track, and basically use it for parking. There's lots of different development happening at Prairie Land. I'll have to reach out and maybe talk with Dan over there. We've met with them before. I don't know. I know at one time, obviously, there was a bid for a professional soccer team to go in there. That didn't come to fruition, but I also heard, and this is anecdotal, but I also heard that you know, what at one time was a very viable business at the horse tracks was becoming less and less viable. So maybe this was an inevitable move. Obviously, the pandemic probably didn't help, but I'll dig into it a bit, Ron, and see what we can find out. Thanks so much for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Ian in Saskatoon. Happy Friday, Ian. What do you got for me today?
Well, I was listening to that chief of police from York, I believe it is.
Yeah.
I kind of have a bug for the legal system and police in general, or maybe the news media, too. You know, the way I understand it is maybe simplistic view,
Yeah. But
in the States, it's castle law. Somebody comes into your house, you can protect your home. So, but in Canada, like I was thinking about this, in my lifetime, I can think of five times where businesses that I know people that have been robbed, including a business where I worked on, and it was a different shift. And in our lifetime, our house has been broken into. And as a child, our house was broken into. So if somebody comes into my house and they have a weapon, whatever type of weapon that is, why is it not implied that they're willing to use that weapon?
I think it's a great point, Ian. And I think part of what really frustrates me with this is there's an expectation that people are going to be able to think calm and rationally when they're confronted by a home invader with a weapon in their hand. People are going to react quickly to try and do whatever they can to protect themselves and their family. And so your valid point is if they have a weapon, it's implied they could use it. Police act on that theory all the time if someone is holding a weapon.
That one guy called in and he said, well, you know, he's a young guy. And, okay, so somebody gets broken into, somebody comes into your house in the middle of the night and you're 25 and you're fit and you're able with your Dukes or whatever. That's one thing. You're 40 years old, you got young kids in bed. That's another thing. You're 70 years old, you got some health issues. That's another thing. Your response is going to change based off your situation.
Your abilities, yeah. Yeah. So,
I really don't know if I really want to have more people having guns and knives in their houses, like aside from kitchen knives, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that young guy that called in and says he's young, I think he's the one that said one of the problems is we got a lot of, so many of these things that are happening are repeat offenders.
Mm, yeah. There's system-wide problems. There's no doubt about that, Ian, for sure. And, you know, I just want to touch on one quick thing before I take another caller. But your point about in the States, they have the ability to protect their property. We should be shouting from the rooftops. You do here as well. You have the ability. As a homeowner, as a family member, whatever the case may be, you have the right to protect your family. You have the right to protect your property. And this is where I think Chief Jim McSween's comments were tone deaf. The message should be reiterating what your rights are, as opposed to telling people, lock yourself in a room and hide. Some people might choose to do that. And I'm not going to condemn you if you choose not to confront someone who breaks into your home. But understand that you have the right to protect your property. You do have the right to use as much force as necessary to stop the intruder, to protect your family. That, to me, is a foundational part of our law. And back to Ian's point, we need to maybe do a better job. This is highlighted that we don't talk about this often, but when something happens, like what happened in Ontario this week or a couple weeks ago in Ontario, it comes to light and it's something that we end up talking about, obviously, quite a bit. So thank you to everyone who's been weighing in on that. Sorry to the people we didn't get to today. It was a pretty busy day for Bugs and Hugs, but thank you to everybody. I'll see if I can work a few more texts in before the end of the show. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.